It's Mother's Day. I've been thinking about it all week, and probably before then. This is the first Mother's Day that I won't have my mother present with me. And it's a day that has caused me to rethink about my son, who I lost a couple of years ago. Not being a daughter with a mother here, not being a mother with a son here. And sometimes that brought me great grief, and other times exceptional joy, as I thought about all of the incredible things and stories that I would have to tell about my mother and my son. And as I thought about that, I thought to myself, I wonder what conversations Jesus had with Mary. I really began to ponder that as I looked at this wonderful picture that I have in my house. It's a large picture, and it's a picture of a very young Mary holding a little baby. And her eyes speak everything that you could hope to hear as this young mother gazed into the eyes of her lovely son and how much she loved him. She knew that he would be special in this world, but at that particular moment, she was just thinking about the fact that she was and his mother and that he was her son. And as time went by, we don't really hear in the Bible all of the things that went on as he was a two-year-old and a toddler and all of the things that bond us together with our children until he was about 12. And she was coming home with a whole group of people. And she just presumed that Jesus was with that whole group of kids up in the front and that she didn't need to worry, that they were all together. And she didn't worry until she got home. And she realized that Jesus wasn't there and she didn't know where he was and nobody knew where he was. And then the look in her eyes was one of concern and worry. And she and Joseph traveled back until they came to the temple. And there he was, surrounded by a whole group of adults, listening carefully to what he had to say. And I just have a little bit of a thought that, you know, that hands on your hip look that you get? That maybe she didn't really do that, but that's how she was feeling, just like you and I would feel. And she said to him, "Didn't you know how worried your father and I would be?" And her eyes were one of concern and worry. And he looked at her and he said, "Didn't you know that I would be in my father's house?" I think that look that passed between them had an opportunity for Mary to see there was a changing in their relationship. That she was beginning to see Jesus as the man that he would be. And he was beginning to see Mary as the mother who would open her arms to him and yet let him go to be all he could possibly be, all God wanted him to be. And then the time went on, and they came to going to a wedding together at Cana. And she noticed there wasn't going to be enough wine. And she said to him, "There isn't going to be enough wine." And I think he probably said to her, "It's really none of our business." But she knew that he could make the difference in this wedding being one of worry and concern or one of joyfulness. And so she just told the wine stewards, "Go and fill those jugs with water." And when they brought them back, they were miraculously turned into wine. And I think probably then the look that passed between Jesus and his mother was one of true understanding that he could be counted on if she needed him. He could be counted on if we needed him. He could be counted on no matter what it was that people needed. And so for the next few years, he went on to taking care of so many people in so many different ways. He looked at them and held them and touched their eyes and healed them and carried their hopes and their dreams and held them accountable for what they had done. And then he gathered them all around many times. And he told them what it was that they needed to do. And I think he looked deeply into their hearts and into their minds. And especially, I think, always about Peter. This is the kind of thing that I need you to take into the world. I need you to make the world a better place. And these are the truths that God has given me. And now I ask you to take these truths out into the world. It was close to the last days that Jesus was going to be there. He had already told them. He'd already told them the grief that they would bear. He had told them that the Holy Spirit was coming. He had told them many stories about being part of branches and vines. He had told them so many things. And I thought that they probably sat there very quietly, just gathered around, looking at him intently. And he looking at each one of them with love and compassion in his heart. And then he raises his eyes to heaven and he looks directly into the eyes of God, his Father. And he prays with all of his heart for these disciples who he loved, who he nourished and who he took care of, who he knew could change the world in just an incredible way. And he prayed. He prayed to God that their lives would be changed, that their hopes and dreams would carry them out into the world, that they would be in the world to make the world a better place. And he says, don't take them out of the world. That's not what I'm asking. I'm not asking for you to make their world different than the world. I'm asking you to help them, God, to make the world what you want it to be, to live in the truths that you had given them, those truths that they would carry forward. And if you read the whole prayer, you will find it says, and he prayed that prayer for you and for me. He prayed the prayer for everyone who would hear his word and his truths, and that they would carry them forward and live in the world and make it a wonderful and beautiful place. He knew that Judas would be lost to him, but the rest would carry forward. And the night had ended, and he was raised on a cross. And he looked into the eyes of the thief, and he said, I will meet you in paradise. And he looked into the eyes of his mother and the eyes of John. And he said, you are now mother and son. Take care of her. For Jesus would never forget the love he had for his mother and how important it would be for her to be well cared for in the world. Jesus would never forget how much we needed his love and the love that he had to share with each and every person. This morning I heard a young woman say to me, I always just assume that Jesus loves me. No matter what happens, I heard that song from the time I was a little girl. I just assume my whole life that Jesus loves me. I will hope they will just assume their entire life that Jesus loves them, for he loves each and every one of us. May you take his love out into the world today. Amen.
Amen.